Tenacity results in success. Tenacity results in success. How tenacious are you? How tenacious am I about the goals in my life and your life? How tenacious we are indicates how successful we are. People who are always talking about art, they live art, they believe art, the art is most important to them, and that's what their life is. There are people who are very good at swimming, and they love to swim, and they swim a great deal, and they are great swimmers. And there are people who are great swimmers who do not swim a great deal. These people are the people who, when they swim, they give their 100% attention to swimming. And when they are not swimming, they give their 100% attention to whatever it is they're doing. Tenacity doesn't mean to be 100% of our time, our interest in whatever it is that we want. It just means that whenever we think about what it is that's important to us, we give it 100% of our attention. Whenever we think about swimming and we want to be a good swimmer, we give our 100% of our attention to it. We think as we make our strides in the water. We think as we move our arms, as we kick our feet, as we wiggle our bodies. I often feel like I'm a dolphin as I'm swimming through the water because I just love to swim and I just love to fly through the water and soar through all of these beautiful experiences. To me, it's not difficult to have tenacity about being a swimmer because I love swimming. And when I do swim, I just give my 100% attention to it. And I swim wherever I want to go. I always have my imagination, my thought on where it is that I want to be. And there I am, just as wonderful as can be. For my tenacity is tied to whatever things I am doing at the moment that I'm doing it. I give 100% of my attention to whatever I'm doing at the moment that I'm doing it. And because I give 100% of my attention to what I'm doing the moment that I'm doing it, I achieve it. It becomes something that is my own experience. It becomes who I am. And I could take that word becomes out of there. It is who I am. My tenacity is a perfect indication of who I am. Where am I tenacious? Where am I putting my full attention? Where am I desiring to express myself, to express myself completely? And there I am. When I'm writing a story, I sit at the keyboard. I sit at the keyboard of my computer, and my fingers just dance over the keys because they love to bring forth out of my mind into printed thought, what it is that I am thinking about. My fingers just love to carry out the ideas that I have in me. Just like when I have an opportunity to speak, my voice just loves to carry out the ideas that are in my mind and in my heart and in my soul. And there's always the right word there. As I am talking, I don't think about what I'm going to talk about. I am what I'm going to talk about. And I am what I am talking about. And so as I am what I am talking about, what happens is that every word is the beautiful, perfect, chosen word to express exactly the thought that I want to express. To express exactly the ideal, the idea that I want to express. And as I do that, it is expressed perfectly. Beautifully, wonderfully, happily. It's expressed very well, and I am very happy about it. Life is like that. Life is like whoever we are. Whatever our thought is, wherever our mind is, wherever we want to direct our attention, that's where our thought is. That's where our mind is. That's where we are, and how wonderful that is. Because that's the reality of who we are. That's the reality of what it is that we want. Tenacity results in success. And tenacity is our stick-to-itiveness, our ability to ring forth out of our consciousness whatever it is important for us to express at any given moment. How do you have such a broad vocabulary? How do you have a dictionary in your mind? How do you have the thoughts that come to you to reveal all the ideas you want to reveal? You read a lot, it's true. We read a lot. And as we read, our mind is filled with ideas, other people's ideas. But when we make those ideas ours, and then we carry them out and express them in whatever form is important for us to express them, then we have that tenacity that brings forth all the wonderful thoughts and ideas that are in our mind, in our heart, and in our soul. Everyone does this. Everyone does this to whatever degree they are interested in what they're doing. When people play games, when they give their full attention to the game, it's not a matter that they're not paying attention to other things. It's that while they're playing that game, they're giving their full attention to that game so that it's expressed through them so beautifully, so wonderfully, so dynamically, so dramatically that every game they play is a game played by a master. Every thought we think is a thought by a master. Because as we think our thoughts, as we give our one-pointed attention, our tenacity to thinking the thoughts that we are thinking, our mind is flooded with ideas to express that thought. Our attitude is expressing what we believe about ourselves. And we express it so beautifully and so wonderfully and so perfectly that everyone who hears whatever we have to say delights in what we have to say, because what we have to say is done so beautifully. We like the dictionary of quotations, and we read quotations by Emerson. We read quotations by Edison. We read quotations by Einstein. And as we read these quotations by Einstein, we think how well-spoken they are. What a deeply thought person he is. And then as we see them coming up in other places, in other areas, we say, yes, he had just the right word for it. He had just the right thought for it. He had the tenacity to stick to his subject so beautifully that he lived his subject, that he was his subject under every moment of his life. He was his subject, and he lived his subject, and he expressed his subject so beautifully, so perfectly, so fantastically, that everything he did was outstanding. Everything he did was remarkable. Everything he did was who and what he was at all times. Now, are you ready to be who and what you are at all times? Are you ready to be the ideal being that you are at all times? Are you ready to be the life that you are at all times? I would say we are ready when we are tenacious, when we stand forth with whatever idea, thought, whatever realization we have in our hearts, in our souls, in our being, in our world, whatever gets our attention, there is where we have our tenacity. There is where we have our belongingness. There is where we care completely. Are you ready to care completely about your life? Am I ready to care completely about my life? If I do, what happens to me is that I feel so happy. I feel so complete. I feel so wonderful. I feel so magnificent. Because that is who I am, and that is what I am. Tenacity results in success. And I am successful at all times because I give my full attention at any one moment to whatever is important to me. And that stick-to-itiveness of that attention on that one-pointed idea that I have brings forth success in everything I do. And the same is for you. And just as I love myself and I love what I do, I love you. I love you. I love you.